Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Are we recording on everything?
We're recording on everything. We're going.
And guess where we are?
Back again. Together.
Exactly. We're in person. She just touched my knee and then waved so it on sexy. Her leg. Like, ew, germs. Big day for us. Big day for everybody. Big day for you. Big day for me. Big day for the listeners. But more specifically, big day for the visual watchers, the Patreon.
Yeah.
Everybody who sees us
together for the first time since we believe September.
I cannot actually confirm nor deny that because
what I know for fact is that I went to the Janelle Monáe concert on October 18th, I believe.
Okay.
17th or 18th. And
that was the beginning of the end for the both of us.
I got sick.
Yep.
Then you got sick. Then it was like Thanksgiving. And I left like the first week of December. So,
yeah. It was an ordeal. And that was the long sickness that we both got. Yeah. And then I got COVID again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A mess. And now it's March. I actually cannot be held accountable for what has happened between January and March. Because like we said, the new year just started.
Yeah. But also I was gone again for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I think.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we're defending ourselves against nobody. Like nobody ourselves. Is like. what, where have you been? Like, we've been still just doing this. We've just been doing it.
Yeah, we virtually still talk every single day.
Every single day. Like, I don't even realize time has passed, but I got to give you your birthday present today.
Yes.
Which was fun.
It was so exciting.
Yay!
It was the film set,
mm-hmm.
Barbies.
Mm-hmm.
And
they stole your name and likeness, essentially. They did.
The
a little too tall, though.
She is too tall, but...
I did look into if someone ever customizes existing Barbies to make them shorter. And it doesn't look like they do. And I assume that's probably because it would be melting down like toxic gases of like their Barbie legs to like make them shorter.
Yeah.
So
they could just swap out though, like skipper legs.
Oh, true. Maybe I should get into that. Customizing Barbies. Hey, that shit's fun. So yeah, this is our podcast. This is Don't Blame Me, where we give you wonderful, amazing, life-changing advice. And it's not our only show that we have. We also have a show that comes out on Tuesday called See You Next Tuesday, where we hang out, catch up, we talk about things. I have a whole list of just bullet points of stuff. And then we have a break for you on Wednesday. Then Thursday, we come to you with But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically talk shit and gossip and give our solicited and sometimes unsolicited opinions and feedback on other people's lives and their existence. And then we offer you the same opportunity because you get to throw your input in our voting segment, which then we read the results of on Fisting Friday. We give you so much. Don't ever say we didn't give you anything.
We give you the world.
We're givers.
Our heart.
Yeah.
Our mind.
Whatever is there of it.
My soul is just for me, though.
Yeah. I don't
fuck around with other people messing with my soul.
No,
everything else up for grabs.
No. My soul is my property.
Yeah.
And are you getting anywhere close to that? Nuh-uh. So, yeah. We have different ways you can participate in this podcast. So you can call in, leave us a voicemail, or you can also write in with an email or send us a voice memo to our email address. The email address is meganpodcast@gmail.com. And the phone number is 310-694-0976. And you got to keep the voice memos and calls under 3 minutes. And for the written version, 300 words or less. For everything, 18 or over, have your parents' permission. It's all anonymous, so use fake names. Please let us know your age. You can let us know your pronouns if you would like. And because it's anonymous, come up with the fake names and please don't make them related unless they're supposed to be related, as in siblings. Don't give like my name's Monica and Ross and like I'm Monica, my boyfriend is Ross.
Gross.
It's gross, because we will pick up on the subtext that you want us to know that this is your brother and it's a brother fucker situation. So, yeah. And we always say, let us know if you're sensitive. We will take that in mind, but give us as many details as possible, because without that, we could jump to the wrong conclusions and we want to jump to the right conclusions.
Sometimes.
Or sometimes we don't want to jump
sometimes
at all.
Sometimes we just want the drama.
Honestly,
sometimes I just say, let's see what happens.
Give the drama. Like I would like really kill for some calls like that or like some write-ins like that soon. Like, especially we're getting to like spring break time.
Oh, we are in spring break time.
We are?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone on spring break.
I know a lot of people that just have spring break. I feel like Southern spring break starts a little earlier. I don't know why.
Because hurricane season?
I'm not in the hurricane area.
Well, no, not now.
The I see what you mean, like the beach.
Yeah.
The beach people. Yeah, but Miami said don't come.
Oh, well, Miami kind of always says that.
Yeah, but they legit made like a PSA said spring breakers don't come here
permanently.
Yes,
they said you're dead to us.
Yes,
they said don't break here.
Yeah,
you know, Miami, if you're a Miami person, you either are or you aren't. Mm-hmm. And like, as someone who's not a Miami person, I just like cannot fathom that every person who's like a spring breaker is like, no, me and Miami mesh well. Like, no. I just know that Miami's not meshing well with you back.
I became a Miami person because my friend Sarah lived there.
Okay.
While she was finishing up med school. I think that's what she was doing. Something with med school at the end of her med school stuff.
They do a lot of stuff at that point.
Yeah. And I feel like I had more of like a local experience as opposed to Miami spring breaker or Miami weekend type thing. We have fun. We did a lot of artsy stuff.
I love the tacos when I was there.
Yeah, the food, the Cuban food, amazing. If you go to the right places, the vibe is great. Mm-hmm. But I've never done Miami, like flew out Miami.
I support anyone getting flued out.
Me too. But I just haven't had that experience.
Me neither. And if someone tried to flew me out to Miami, I would actually say, flew me out somewhere else. That's just like,
I think there's a lot of expectations if you go get flued out to Miami.
Without a doubt. And like, I just am like vehemently against going to a club with high humidity. Like, that's just like, yeah. It is not fucking conducive to like an already sweaty environment. And then I'm supposed to be near men who are already sweating in this mm-hmm. environment, but then it's humid. Mm-hmm. I have to smell them in the air from miles away.
Yeah.
And the cologne mixed with the BO, I actually am like so against that. Yeah.
But luckily, a lot of places are just open. Like they're at a pool or beach or something.
So. Yeah. My job,
at least in my experience,
I think it's also because we have Vegas that it's like, at least that one's dry.
One time I got fingered in Vegas,
and that is not a unique experience. And that is why I tell everybody, if you are going to a pool party or a foam party, you need to be on birth control because liquids carry through the other liquids.
This was a nighttime party. It was at a pool. It was the same night. I think I've told this story before. Same night that Bruno Mars got arrested for having coke. And it was before he was like really famous. Like, you knew his name, but you knew a song or two by him, but he wasn't really famous yet. Rihanna was there as well. There's some dude that couldn't pick him out of a crowd today, but we were dancing. He did some like Dancing with the Stars type flipping me over things.
Oh my God, and I was like, fingered by Derek Huff, Vegas fool.
He was a brown man.
I'm telling the Mormons.
He was a brown man.
Okay.
He wasn't white.
Well, yeah, no. Hopefully that did prevent him from being a Mormon, because sometimes they get him.
Sometimes, but I was just saying it wasn't Derek Huff.
No, and he's a fully grown adult. Usually they don't get him through adulthood.
Yeah. And it was a good time.
It should be.
Every night that we went out, I had a new dude.
I'm also just picturing like Bruno Mars before being famous getting arrested. I would be like, get that child out of handcuffs. Yeah. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. He's just a kid. And then you're like, oh no, that's actually a fully grown adult. And that will be Bruno Mars, one of the voices of a generation. Right. I hold different standards for different people.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the intro to the show. And we have all write-ins today, so we will be reading for you.
You're ready to hear our voices a lot.
First up, hi Megan and Melissa. I'm writing with a slight update, but also looking for more advice. I am 25, she, her, and I had called in the episode When to Call It Quits from November 28th, 2022 about living alone. I just listened to my call and it actually made me emotional to hear how sad and discouraged I sounded. I now live with my boyfriend and I'm so much less lonely day to day. I also had a job change since then, which was the root of a lot of my stress and loneliness. Underpaid, no benefits, long hours, architecture firm. Anyways, what I'm struggling with now is making friends that are my own. I have been living in a quote-unquote new city since the summer of 2022 and have both my boyfriend and a roommate from college that were my initial reasons for moving. Right now, I don't feel like I have any friends of my own that aren't connected to my roommate. I even met my boyfriend through this friend. I hang out with her one-on-one, or I hang out with a group that also involves her and her friends. Even as I get a little closer to these people, I still view them as her friends. I can't help but feel like all my eggs are in one basket and my whole social life revolves around this one friend. Do you have any advice for branching out and making new friends in your 20s? I know this is the age-old question, LOL. Also, I've been listening for so long, but just finally joined the Patreon. I'm so looking forward to joining the next live stream. Also very nervous. Love you guys, and I hope you're enjoying the sunnier evenings. Oh my God, we are. I'm enjoying the sunnier evenings.
I'm not.
One thing we don't agree on.
We would have agreed up until this year.
Yeah, I'm just gonna peer pressure you into, actually I think you need to peer pressure me so we can start the podcast earlier.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
also you should be nervous about the Patreon.
Don't listen to her, she's lying.
I haze everyone as soon as they come in,
but you don't have to participate in whatever she's doing, and it's all out of love, and everyone else will carry it on if you don't need, if you're like, oh, I'm a little nervous, we'll change the subject. Don't worry. Don't be stressed. Join.
Just joking. It's a good time. Don't be nervous. Just jump in and jump out. Some people don't turn the cameras on. And then I say, who's new here?
Yeah.
I always know who's new, but I just give people a chance to introduce themselves.
Yeah. And it's never the first thing that we say. Like, we give you a little bit, like a bit to like warm up to the personalities. And then you get the stage.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm fucking quitting. I can't do that. Okay. So what do you go? So I don't know. I guess like my... I know it's not the advice you're asking, but like, I don't think that, like, I do kind of think this is how making friends goes. Like, and I think like once we're out of school, we think that we should be doing these things that are like so wildly independent. But a lot of the times, like the friends you make in school, it's because like your other friend knows them from, like, I remember in middle school, a lot of the friends I made, it was, I made one friend and then these were their friends from elementary school. Then I introduced them to my friends from elementary school. And then like, we all continued on being friends. So I think like, if the barrier is you're having a hard time, like becoming closer friends with them because you feel like you're an outsider, like you're not actually pursuing like a deeper friendship with them. But I don't think that, I just think like friends of your own is kind of like a, it's not always like the most, I don't know, like a realistic in a way that like a lot of the time, everyone I know who knows everyone else, a lot of people met through other people.
Yeah. My friend Avia, she and I went to college together and we knew each other and we were friendly with each other, but we weren't like friends in college. When we both lived in LA and we knew each other were here. So we reached out to like hang out with each other and stuff. And she said at my birthday party last year, she was like, you're like, you felt like the first like friend that I had that wasn't part with my boyfriend. Cause her boyfriend is, he lived in Arkansas, but he's originally from here.
Oh.
And so like a lot of people that she was becoming friends with was because of him.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just kind of doing things that you like to do. If you want your own friends, doing things that you like to do independent of your other friends. So like going to, I don't know if you have any hobbies, but doing those hobbies where you don't necessarily like know anyone else there and you make friends. Like my friend Catherine, we both went to like an Arkansas Razorback watch party here in LA. Mm. So, and Alex too, sorry. I know he actually listens. Catherine doesn't listen, but
Alex, I'm does busy. Listen. I have a job.
But so does her husband, oh, Alex, okay. But he sorry. Listens. Yeah. And you're probably listening, Alex. Sorry, I didn't. Hi. But I met both of them at mm-hmm. an Arkansas watch party. And so that was something that I went to where I would go to those all the time where I didn't know anybody there, but it was something I was interested in. And then you get to meet people that are like-minded. There are people there that they Catherine and Alice kind of like fought to be my friend. I was just like, why are we messaging on Facebook? Can we like text message and stuff? And I was like, they're weird, but I love them. They're like two of my best friends now. And but then like once we got to know each other, then we realized like we have the same mentality. There were friends where I could just go sit on the couches. And then we started talking shit about the other people we didn't like there. Oh, and, you know, that really bonding. Bonds really people together. It. I'm trying to think of other things. Like when I go horseback riding, everybody's so nice and they want to be friends. But my roster is pretty full right now. But if I wanted to be friends with them, I could. When I went in Santa Barbara, it was like three generations of mother. Mm-hmm. Her quote unquote child, she was the same age as me.
Yeah.
And then she had a little girl too. And they were like, because they took pictures on their phone and they sent it to me. And then they were texting, like, aww, how's everything going? Sweet. How's the wedding? Blah, blah, blah. Like nice stuff like that. If I wanted to keep that relationship up, I could have. We could have been friends. I've gone to like meetups. I find meetups on TikTok all the time mm-hmm. of people doing shit. I go to those. I found one recently that was an art one. I'm going to start going there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fun. I would also say like workout classes. Like I've had people who like, this sounds like they try and be friends in a workout class. And I'm just like, unfortunately, this is just not the arena for me. I am like, I have to get out of my sweaty clothes immediately. I can't go get coffee with you. But then
coffee after a workout.
No, I know.
A lot.
It's a lot for me.
Like your heart rate's already up and then you're going to drink caffeine. No,
yeah. I'm going to yeast infection. I'm in these sweaty leggings, but I like always, I really appreciated it. And like, this also happened like pretty much like right before the pandemic. And I was like, oh, we should hang out and do something else then. And then it was, you know, they went on vacation and then the pandemic happened and then didn't. But like, there's even certain things like that where it doesn't have to like work out initially the first time when you like reach out to someone that you see or like you've been in the same vicinity with them for a while. That I think is just, it's nice to just extend like the olive branch for friendship and someone can pick it up. I do think that like I would focus on making friends outside of your boyfriend's friends because as opposed to going out of your way to make them outside of your friends, because something I also think is great is like asking the existing friends you have, like, do you have any friends that you feel like I'd get along really well with? And like, you can tell your friends, like, I just feel like all of my friends, I know like through you, and I want to be able to like pursue friendships with, you know, friends of friends and friends of friends. And so like, I would just like, you know, have that conversation with them too. Cause sometimes people feel like, I feel like I'm tagging along and I don't want to like overstep with their friends. And like, I don't feel that way about my friends at fucking all. Like, I love when my friends then have each other's numbers and they like talk and like they hang out. Like that's great. So I think that like pursuing, like Melissa said, like things that you already like to do and you would like to be friends with people who also do that. Mm-hmm. Like I know there's like lots of different subreddits for different cities and people will do meetups and taking like classes or going to like book signings or going to go hear someone like speak that you're interested in. But like something that you already are like passionate about, it gives you like a connection talking point too. So it's not just like, oh, this person like looks cool or whatever. And depending on your job, I'm a big proponent of like making friends through your job. If your job is not stagnant, but like it's not like a stationary kind of, you work in an office, you go to the same thing every day. If you're like freelance or you do certain things like that and like you build connections in that way and they're not like always your coworkers, I think it's a great way to meet people, even meeting people through those people.
Right.
So using all of that and telling people that you're looking to make new friends.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's
I'm here to make friends.
Yeah. Like, I think it can like be really disarming. And even telling your other friends and being like, I like desperately need to make new friends. Like, if you come across somebody you think I should be friends with or whatever. I've said this to Melissa. Yeah. And Melissa's like, oh.
I did tell you some people.
Yeah. And she's like, this person would like to be your friend. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, thanks, Mom. Like, that's something that it's so universal, but we don't talk about it in that way. And I think like, it makes me more comfortable to know that other people are knowing that I'm looking for friendship and that then those people are, I think, in similar like to dating. It's like saying you're looking for something serious or you're looking for like a one night stand. Like it's just, I think being transparent about it also like takes away the, like the shame because you realize like most people are trying to find these connections because at certain points in your life, you're sad in return. People filter out and you're like, okay, pick some people back up. I'll be your friend. I need new friends. My issue is I just don't like hanging out with people.
You do virtual hangs.
Yeah. That's my whole thing. It's not that I don't like hanging out with people. It's like I just don't remember that I'm supposed to do that. I just forget about people and things and places and time and stuff.
All right.
Well, yep. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black, and this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
We're back.
We are.
Hey. Hi, Megan and Melissa. When I, 19, started dating my boyfriend, 18, 3 years ago, I also befriended his sister, 20. Long history, but they had arguments, one that led them to not talking for 6 months. Shortly after, they started talking again. A big argument happened with her and both of us. Since then, my boyfriend has cut her out mostly. For context, she has been violent with him in some arguments, pushing and punching, and has said some awful transphobic things to him in the heat of arguments. My boyfriend is transgender. The situation really hurt me. With the way she acted toward me in that argument, and I found out that she wasn't a great friend to me behind my back either, and I had no clue. Plus, all the hurt she caused my boyfriend, I realized how awful she has been to him and never actually apologized for any of it. It's been 1.5 years since then, and she just pretends like nothing happened when I see her and does the same to my boyfriend. I find she acts overly nice, and I see it as fake. It makes me mad, but I feel bad after a recent diagnosis of one of their parents having a terminal illness. I feel angered at her compliments and her acting like nothing happened, but also feel awful thinking that way towards her when I know what she's dealing with. How do I move on from a bad friendship when it's someone who is part of my boyfriend's family and I have to keep seeing her? Am I a bad person for feeling negative towards her and not putting an effort to be her friend again or nicer to her, even though I know what she's dealing with? You can feel however mm-hmm. you want to feel, and you don't have to. If you want an apology from her, then ask for an apology. But I will say this. Since she is your boyfriend's sister, and she probably thinks of you as a relative too at this yeah. point. Sometimes with siblings, we just don't apologize for stuff. I don't know if you have siblings, but like me and my sisters get in fights. We don't talk for a few months. And then one day it's like,
Send a TikTok,
or it's like, hey, I'm doing this business thing. What do you use for invoicing? Literally happened.
It happens. It's true.
Yeah. And so like me and my sister fight all the time. Don't apologize. And I think she probably thinks of this in probably the same way. But like if you want an apology, just maybe go out and talk to her and say like, hey, I know that like we're going through a lot as a unit, as a family, especially like you don't have to say especially because of the parents, because she probably knows mm-hmm. like that's what you're referring to. Just like the things that we've been through in the past, it really hurt. And I feel like you're trying to move forward and I would like to move forward too. But can we talk through some of the things that happened that hurt me?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that you're being treated like a family member because like it's the fact that you were involved in like this fight. I'm like, yeah, no, you're not a significant other in that sense then. Like you are a part of the family and therefore mm-hmm. she can fight with you the same way that she is fighting with your boyfriend, her brother. Mm-hmm. So I would ask, like, I would first ask your boyfriend, like, what do you want? Like, this is how I feel. But like my role here, despite like how much it might feel like I am like family, like I'm the family who goes with you to these things. Then I'm also the family you come home with. So yeah. like I'm the constant here. So like, what do you need from me? If he's like, I really just need us to like drop this. I don't need you guys to be friends, but like, I just need us to move on from this. And like, I'm cool with us pretending like nothing ever happened. Then I think you do that. And so like anything more than whatever he's asking for his needs to be met, then I think like run it by him for other things, because, you know, I think like you're so not a bad person for feeling negatively towards her. People can go through, and it often happens, like people go through tough shit or bad shit and then bad stuff happens in their life, or it could be part of the reason why their attitude's that way. But like that doesn't excuse any of it. And also like shitty stuff happens to good people and mm-hmm. bad people, mm-hmm. like, and people who have done good and bad things. Like it is not like like a karmic reaction to whatever it is. I mean, that can be your belief system, but also like, you know, horrible people never get sick. Sometimes good people get very sick or vice versa. So I don't think that like it makes you a bad person for not dropping X, Y, and Z because she's going through something. And I've always found that like for those things, it's like everybody reacts to things differently. And so I think giving someone grace and forgiveness, if that's not how you truly feel, does both of you a disservice because it's not coming from a genuine place. Like if you need an apology or you need like to have a conversation and then know that this isn't actually going to be a friendship, that's also okay. Like you can be cordial with someone and civil with someone, and you don't have to be there for them as a friend in that way, even if that's what you would want in return. If you're not capable of doing that, I think it's so much better to know your own limits and do what you're comfortable with and what feels like earnest and honest and true to you. Otherwise, like you don't feel how she's being is being truthful and honest, and it's pissing you off. It's yeah. not like she's not actually, she thinks she's quote unquote being kind and doing all this stuff. And even if she means it, you don't buy it. And so therefore, I don't think the response is to then give that same energy back because it's not making you feel any better. Mm-hmm. I think we always should be doing things that come from like truth and honesty, because I would rather someone be a bitch to me and I know that that's like how they actually feel than someone who's going to be fake nice to me as opposed to just telling me how they really feel.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think you're in the wrong for this at all, but I would really have a conversation with your boyfriend before anything else.
Because mm-hmm. he might just be like, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah. And like, he might be like, I forgive her for this. And if you don't forgive her for this and it harbors more of this like resentment there, like that just makes my life a lot harder. And like, we all can keep our feelings to ourselves and like vent about it to our friends about like the people that our partners are like close to that you might fucking hate. Like that just, it's kind of, it happens, but it is family. And so they have a longer history there. Mm-hmm. So, but it's tough.
All right. Next one.
This one's a DM, which if I didn't say before, you can always DM us on Instagram, these two. Writing in for Don't Blame Me. I need advice and I'm writing in a time of extreme crisis. I, 20, she, her, have only had sex one time and it was like a year ago. I've tried two other times before, once like 3 years ago and once literally today, and I've crashed and burned every time. It's so painful and the guy can't even get it in. The guy I was just with was super nice about it, but I feel like there's something wrong with me. How do you tell someone that they aren't getting you ready enough for sex? Should I go to a doctor, get a vibrator? I need so much help. I'm literally spiraling thinking about how embarrassing this is. Thank you so much for your advice. Love all the shows and content. It is not embarrassing whatsoever.
No.
I think you need both. I would mm-hmm. say, like, first of all, I would say go to a doctor, but that's a really fucking ironic advice coming from me who will do anything to prevent going to a doctor. So my realistic advice and what I would do is I would get a vibrator first.
Yes.
And then I would go to a doctor. And I would say get a vibrator first because I would also, like, can you insert tampons?
Right.
Like, what's that? Because, like, there are different medical things it could be.
Depending
like
on what kind of medications, if you're on any medications.
Yeah.
But I would start with knowing your body first.
Yes, because I think you'll be able to communicate with your doctor better. Mm-hmm. And they will ask follow-up questions of being like, so does what happens when you try to use a tampon? What happens when you try to, like, use a vibrator? Like, is it a lubrication issue or is it like still intact hymen issue? Like, I know a couple people who had to get their hymens like surgically removed despite the fact that they thought they could use it.
Not removed.
No, like
broken.
Cut or yeah. I know it sounds.
Yeah, it's not removed because you know, don't take it out.
I was going to say, but cut sounds like yeah. a very painful kind of thing, but they had to have like a surgery on their hymen. It was like very quick yeah. and very easy, but there's different levels of that. So yes. I wouldn't be embarrassed whatsoever, but I would get to know your body. You can like give yourself like a week or 2 weeks and like have that be your mission, but solely so you can try and break down and get rid of the embarrassment and be able to like know and communicate to your doctor with like what the limits are mm-hmm. of this and like what you think the problem is. Because I think if you're just holding it down to specific instances with sexual partners, in this case, like with men, like that there's so much that could be there and it can feel like a little bit more uncomfortable and it feels less medical, even though yes. it is medical, but like it feels a little less medical if you haven't been like, oh, okay. So then like when I was doing my own, like investigating my body and this is what I think it might be. And like, you know, go to a female doctor if that's something you're more comfortable with. I would be more comfortable with that. And just know there's like a plethora of things and there's without a doubt nothing wrong with you. This isn't like a, oh, you're the only person in the world who's ever had an instance like this.
No. And so like to get to know your body better, I would say longer than 2 weeks though. Like I would give totally. It like a month.
Yeah, yeah.
Relax. If you need to like make sure that you're setting the mood in your room right. Like do like I want you to take like a full day each time that you're mm-hmm. doing this and really like concentrate. Like if you need to take like a relaxing bath, if you need to like listen to certain type of music, if you need your room to be set up a certain way. Figure out if you like to be aroused. Do you want to listen to like audio erotica, like mm-hmm. on the Quinn app or on Dipsy? Do you want to read erotica? You
could
fan fiction. Yeah. Reading some nasty fan fiction. Do you want to watch porn? Like mm-hmm. figure out the kind of thing that like gets you going. And it could be different every time. It also could be a combination of things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get off with like fingers alone. I need a toy.
So much effort.
So much effort. I recommend getting the rose toy. Mm-hmm. It is incredible, but you do have to know where your clit is. like, and that might be.
I have one where you don't need to know where your code is.
That may be like, actually, the rose might be a little advanced if you're not.
It's a little technical. Like, you have to like.
You have to position. Hit the spot, right? But it's like the best.
Yeah. Way. And it's not sexy initially whatsoever. Yeah. It's like, this is tactile and this is accomplishing a goal.
Yes.
This is like crazy. Gwyneth Paltrow knows vaginas. It's called the Heartthrob Vibrator from Goop. It's crazy.
How much is it?
$98.
Okay, not too bad.
And I have a link if I use my like to know it. You can give me some commission. We'll include it in the show notes. This one's great. And it's like a very easy handheld thing. You don't really have to know like much about like where your body is. And I think back to like before I ever had like my first orgasm, I was like, this would have been. It doesn't look intimidating. It's like a little like silicone heart kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have like the suction thing. So it can be more general location, but it has this like not vibrating. It has like a pulsating mm-hmm. kind of a thing. And it doesn't look phallic. So I think if that's something that's like maybe giving you a little bit of anxiety, that would be helpful too. But yeah.
And I got another toy.
Ooh.
This one is, I feel like is the best toy that has ever been invented. It looks weird as fuck. It might be a little advanced because there is some insertion if you want that, but it's called the snail.
And Why would you call it a snail?
But it looks like a snail. The thing is, like, there's this thick part that vibrates on your clit, and then the insertion part, you can move it, but the vibration does not move off your clit.
It looks like a snail.
Yes, it looks like a snail. And so you move the insertion part and it stays on your clit. You can also do it hands-free. Like, you move around, the thing is staying inside of you. Doesn't matter what position you're in.
I'm watching a GIF of it and it's crazy.
It is the most incredible sex toy this that is ever.
An engineer's. It, the greatest minds like in America is, came this, together like, for this.
Like rabbits, I feel like were invented by men that thought that this is how things are aligned. And I don't know who invented this. It might have been a woman, but like.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Because it stays in place and you don't have to do anything. Like with your hands, like you can be on your knees moving up and down, and that thing is staying inside of you.
Wow.
And on your clit.
Oh my God. I've never seen anything like this.
It's incredible.
Someone take that to Shark Tank. Barbara's getting that so fast. Barbara's going, signing myself up for that. Hell yes.
Yes. Highly recommend. Highly recommend. I'll put links in there too for that.
Hell yeah. Yeah. So I think it's like a twofold thing, but I don't think that like.
If after you do all that and you're like, okay. It's not like medical mm-hmm. or it is medical. If it's medical, then go talk to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And then if it's not medical, then you know then what you like and what turns you on. And you can take that to whoever your next partner is going to be.
Totally. And like there's a, I don't want to say like a psychological aspect of it, but in the sense that like it's everything. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, there has to be like the physical sensation that you like. It has to be being in the right mindset mm-hmm. for it. And partners can increase your performance anxiety or whatever that is. And so like knowing that you don't have to count on somebody else will without a doubt ease your anxiety. And it might not mean the next time you have sex with someone, like it's easy and great. Like you might be in your head because of this has happened historically, but giving yourself, so your only experiences of this are not just unsuccessful ones with partners. You can have successful ones with yourself. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing for the mentality of it. But I also think like if everything's good alone and then you keep having this issue with partners, go to the doctor, talk to the doctor about it. Like there are things that can be specifically that. And I think if you're also feeling uncomfortable telling these guys that you are not ready, like that your body's not ready yet, that to me is that you might not feel comfortable to have sex with them then.
Yeah. You, like ask for what you want. When you're in the bedroom, ask for what you want. If you're nervous, tell them. Mm-hmm. If you like need more time, tell them. If you want them to lick you there, mm-hmm. tell them. Like be upfront. Don't be nervous about this because it's not just about like their pleasure or just about being together. It's about your pleasure too. And if you're not feeling it, then what's the point?
Yeah.
You're just going to get frustrated like you did before.
Yeah. If you don't feel comfortable to tell them that your body's not ready, I don't think you're ready to have sex with mm-hmm. them. And that's something that like, you know, regardless of how long you've been in a relationship, you can be like, I'm going to need a little more time like this. Yeah. And that's just like natural. And like someone should be able to tell like mm-hmm. physically. And if they're not interested in like knowing that you are ready or like can clearly tell that you are not, and they're like still wanting to go power through with it, your body will like shut down because this person is no longer like a safe person. And like, you need to feel really safe and comfortable to have sex with someone. And if you can't ask them for what you want, you shouldn't have sex with them.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
But this is like so normal. I cannot stress this enough. And like, you should not be embarrassed whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever.
All right. We're going to take another break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We're back from our break. All right, here we go. Hey, ladies. I love the podcast. I've been listening since the beginning. I am 31 and I use she, her pronouns. I'm writing because I'm tired of being a bridesmaid. I am the definition of always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Can't believe Katherine Heigl listens to our podcast.
Well, in my 20s, I had 2 long-term serious relationships where I just knew they'd be the one, but neither of them worked out. Since I was about 22, I've been in 10 weddings.
Holy shit.
Between bridesmaids and a couple times as maid of honor. Now my friends are married, engaged, and starting families, and I'm having serious FOMO. My little sister recently got engaged, and I am dreading being her wedding in wedding number 11. I am super happy for my sister, and her fiance is a great guy. It's the whole wedding scene I'm dreading. On top of family members not so subtly asking why I'm still not married, where do I even go to meet someone in my 30s? I've been set up on numerous blind dates, but they never panned out. Could it be me? I have no fucking clue. Any help would be appreciated. Love y'all.
Where are you located? That's important to me.
Yeah. I will say when I was in my early 30s and would go back to weddings in the South, people would be asking me stupid ass questions. And now when I go back, they're like, oh, we understand.
Yeah, because they're all divorced.
They're all divorced.
They're all fucking divorced.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I think you're going to, this is a time period. Mm-hmm. This is a time period. This is like the happy thing. Then you're going to get to the point where it's like, oh my God, don't have kids yet. We are so fucking tired.
Yeah. Even my friends, my parents' friends, they're all like, I think they're all tired of their own spouses too. They're just like, oh, must be nice having peace and quiet. Must be nice
coming
to a house like where you don't have to worry about anybody else's stuff. Like, it's fine. Like,
yeah,
you just have to get over this hump.
The judgmental comments usually come from a place of people feeling not confident in their decisions and therefore needing to push their decisions on you so they can feel validated that they made the right choice.
Right. And then as far as like meeting people, it only takes one person to be the one. You're going to go on blind dates. You're going to go on maybe set up dates or on, you know, meet somebody out in the wild. They're all going to be the wrong one until you meet the right one. So it just takes time. Like it might be you. We don't know you. We don't know anything about you. It might be you. And if it is you, if you feel like there's something that like there are traits about yourself that you feel like could be improved upon, then take that time to improve those traits about you. But if you feel like, you know, you're confident, you know who you are, like you're ready for the person that will be the one, then just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a limb. I don't think it's you just because you've been in two long-term relationships where you thought this could be like, this could be it. And the fact that you were able to do that with another long-term relationship after the first one didn't work out, to me, that tells me that like you are open and you're like ready for this. And I would just like write down, why did these things end? And like, what traits did this person have? What traits did the first one end? What traits did they have that you can tell contributed to the reason why the relationship wasn't successful? Then ask yourself, did the next person I date, did they have any of those same traits? Mm-hmm. Like, what was that here? And who was I in that first relationship? And what was different about me in that second relationship? And just like take inventory of that. Because I think like, yes, our picker can be off, but being in like two long-term relationships for me is it's a green flag of that, like, you're able to compromise, you're able to cohabitate with someone, and you're able to like spend extended periods of time with someone and all of this kind of stuff. But maybe for you, maybe you like compromised a little too much. Maybe you've settled for like some other things like that. And so what do you want to recreate in those relationships, and what do you never want to do again? Mm-hmm. And I think the older you get, the quicker you find someone, because you know yourself a hell of a lot better. And people that I know who found and met their partners into their 30s, they like went on three dates. They're like, oh, yeah, definitely going to marry that man. Then they got married, had a kid, and are just like so stoked. They didn't have to go through the like, okay, we're going to date for this many years and do all of this kind of stuff, because they knew themselves a lot more. So they didn't have to grow and learn in the relationship individually. Mm-hmm. They just had to learn about each other and like who they are in a couple, but they both had a lot of practice being in a couple. So I think like I would try and also like broaden your circle, in the sense of if you're all of your friends are married and all of your friends have kids, like befriend someone around your age who's single. Like really make sure so you don't feel like those voices in your head make you settle for someone because they want you to check off these things from your list because they have it and they feel they're not entirely sure in their decision.
Yeah.
Or you wait it out and I promise you, everyone will be like, oh my God, I wish I had your life. Like, yep. I'm so jealous of your life. And already know that they're already saying that now, but they can't verbalize that yet. Mm-hmm. They haven't admitted it to themselves yet.
Yep.
And they will. So yeah, I think you need to broaden that circle because there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And I think meeting people in your 30s, like you can meet people like anywhere. I think as long as you're open and you don't separate it for like, well, I can't meet someone at work and I don't want to meet someone at the coffee shop where I go to and I don't want to meet someone here. Don't think about it in that sense. Like, pick one place you don't want to meet someone and it's because like, maybe it's like not your vibe and maybe you go to a gym that's really convenient for you, but like, it's not really your vibe.
Yeah.
Don't meet anyone there. And then have the rest of the places, like make sure you're going to places that you're not dreading. Make sure you're going to places that you like enjoy. And if you hate going to the post office or whatever, then like do postal pickup. And so then you've got more time in your day to go run the errands you actually like doing and being around in those places. You'll find more like-minded people and you'll be in a better mood. If you're going to places when you're pissed off and you're annoyed, you don't want to meet anyone. Yep. You might think you do, but you don't.
Yep.
So that's what I would say.
Yep. And also go to places where you like let's say that you want to be with the guy that plays golf on Sunday.
Set you up with someone. I would love if he dated someone in his 30s. Not Mott's, one of his friends.
But like, go eat at like the restaurant that's near there,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Like, go places where you like imagine where your future spouse hangs out. Go to those places.
Yeah. Where would you, if you were writing a story, where would you love the two main characters to meet?
Yeah.
Go there. Like, romanticize your own life in that sense, mm-hmm. because other people also do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not faking it if you actually do it.
Right.
You know? And just say you're doing it for the bit.
Uh-huh.
You're doing it ironically. If it feels embarrassing, you're doing it ironically. It's a joke. They'll figure out that it's a joke eventually. And yeah, like people in lots of places do all the time being like, oh, this is the finance bro bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to go here.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to avoid the actor bar.
Uh-huh.
Don't try and find your husband at Saddle Ranch. That's where all the TikTokers are.
Saddle Ranch is where you go to look
drink
at
underage.
People, drink underage. Have a blast that you don't talk about ever again.
And retain a semi serious concussion from riding a bull.
That was your life.
Yeah, don't go there.
I have fun at Saddle Ranch.
That's true.
That's what I'm like. You go to Saddle Ranch just to have fun, but like no long term.
No, especially because I know a lot of people who hang out there still, and I'm like,
why? I haven't been to that place in like 10 years.
No, me neither. Anytime someone was like an after party there, and Kyle would get there, and he goes, "Oh no, it's Saddle Ranch. We have to leave."
Now it's time for Don't Blame Them.
Don't Blame Them is when a listener will call in or write in with their own advice pertaining to a call or write in that we had on a previous episode. So they might have professional experience or personal experience. They had a friend who went through something similar, or they just have some insight to something we either may have missed or that they really wanted to touch on that they think might be useful. So this is a Don't Blame Them for episode titled Friends Don't Treat Me Like a Friend. I'm going to give a little more context to this. Someone had called in and asked for advice on how to communicate with family in their life who is far more right-leaning conservatives and really enjoy those kinds of discussions. And it gets very heated very quickly. And the caller has a hard time getting out of them and wants to get out of them because otherwise we'll just eviscerate all of them. So these are some less chaotic ideas for the political family caller. Politely excuse yourself or leave the room. Loudly talk over them about family or family-friendly drama or gossip you have made up as a distraction. Or pretend you literally can't hear their racist, misogynistic, LGBTQ phobia BS. If they have to repeat themselves, they have to think about it again and they may get embarrassed. Extremely chaotic and maybe bad advice. I love that this is a twofold. This is so how we give advice. Mm-hmm. I am mixed and white passing and have always contemplated intentionally putting myself in a situation with racists on a day I'm feeling real spicy yet safe, just to see if I pass for a white and how long I can trick them before being like, oh, so you think insert racist thing here about me, and watch their horrified faces. If you have a friend like me, bring them with consent to your family function. As a totally white version friend of this, bring me. I'm so happy to be the bad guy when fucking ever. Enlist your friends who have like, are very good at kickboxing and have like mommy and daddy issues, because like they're quick to fight back. You know, I'll fight other people's battles for them without a doubt.
Yeah. I did have recently on another podcast this man on named Charles Duhigg, D-U-H-I-G-G. And he wrote this book called Super Communicators. And I thought he was great. I recommend checking that out. But it's about how to communicate with combative people in your life.
Oh, wow. Maybe I should get that so that people communicate better with me as a combative person.
Or you get it and you just like pass it out to other people. Yeah, and be like, I go, okay, you changed. Here you go.
I know what I'm like. I'm self-aware. And now this is how to deal with me.
Yeah.
Bitches.
He had some great tips. That show won't be out for a while. So
yeah, give them the resource
read
first.
The book first. I don't think that episode comes out to like June. So
it's a really cool cover. I literally started having to read from the top. And then I was like, I wonder what it says. And I could have just read the last word. Once you see the cover of the book, you'll understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. That is it for our episode. And we hope you all enjoyed. And we hope it brought you joy. We hope it gave you a little giggle, a little hee hee, a ha ha, and maybe inspired you to be like, these two gorgeous, beautiful ladies are so well equipped that I'm going to tell them the problems in my life so they can help me deal with it.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
There's nothing we won't touch on. You can send whatever. Like, you know.
I mean, there are things that we won't touch.
We won't. Pick it.
Yeah, we might report you to the cops, but
yeah, we haven't had to do that in a long time.
Long time.
And I'm just like so happy about that.
Yeah, I think our great clearing out of 2020 really
got
rid of some people.
Yeah. We had some like very glaring red flags, and then we picked up on some yellow flags. We were able to really psychoanalyze the humankind. And I think we're in a great place. So yeah, please call in with some advice. Again, you can always write in and send us a DM as well. Stay tuned for the rest of the content we are giving you this week. And watch our Patreon because we're doing the video version here.
And we're together.
Yeah, we're here together in person. And you can also join our live streams as well. It's a great time to make friends that way. And it's a great way to make friends virtually, and then you can meet each other in real life, but you might only meet Erica because Erica's collecting IRL meetups like Infinity Stones. You will never meet Mary, and you might never meet Brie.
So there's your thing. Also, if you want to sign up now, probably the best time to do it because changes are coming. And if you're in now, you're in now, and you won't be affected by the change.
Yep. It's a blood oath. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Is a production by me, Megan Rinks.
And me, Melissa D. Montz, plus Diamond Imprint Productions.
Post-production sound and editing by Coco Lorenz.
Production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.